Hi, I'm David Voiles, a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and today I want to show you a bit of information about the HTML5 Gamepad API built into many of the browsers that you're currently using today. And you're probably wondering, why would anyone ever want to use a gamepad, a controller, such as PS4 controller, or perhaps the Xbox One gamepad inside of your browser? But there's a number of reasons. The first of which is browser vendors, that's places such as Microsoft, Google, and even Safari with Apple, have been really trying to create a more interactive and rich experience for not only consumers, but developers alike, and the gamepad is just one step along the way. Even better, some of your favorite middleware and game development tools, such as the Unreal Engine and Unity, allow for you to export your games into the browser and play them as HTML5 content. You're able to do this because of, again, the HTML5 Gamepad API, among several other APIs built into it. So let's go take a look at what we have. Now, I wrote a blog article to tie in directly with this video to get us started. First thing I want you to be aware of is which browsers will actually support this Gamepad API. Now, immediately, we can see that Edge, Firefox, and Chrome, as well as Safari, support it out of the box. That really only leaves Internet Explorer, which is no longer going to be updated or supported, as well as Safari without support for it. Mobile browsers currently don't have support for it other than Chrome for Android. So I've mentioned why people would want to do this, but now which operating systems is it available to? Well, for the Xbox gamepad, by default, if you're using Windows 10, the drivers are actually built into the operating system. If you're using something like Windows 7 or Windows 8, you're going to need to download the PC drivers for the Xbox One controller. They're made freely available on the Xbox website. I have both of those linked to right here. So what if you prefer a PS4 gamepad? To each their own, I say. Some people want to play on a PS4 gamepad, such as this. Other people want to play it on an Xbox One gamepad, or the 360 gamepad works just as fine. Well, you're in luck. There's actually something called DS for Windows, and it's essentially software that sits on top of your gamepad drivers for your hardware system. So I went ahead and I downloaded them myself. Very, very simple to actually go get this done. You go to the website, you can either download it, it'll show you how to use it, but it's very, very straightforward. You're really not having to make any changes to the system yourself. I simply downloaded it, and here's what it looks like when it's actually installed. So we have this little DS4 Windows, and this sits right on top of the drivers that I have on my machine. You have a number of options with you available too. Run at startup, I keep that available all the time. So if I go to play something like Paragon, I can just literally plug in my gamepad and it's picked up immediately. I should note that I don't know if Bluetooth is available for this. So actually what I end up doing is I just connect the USB cable to it. So I'll show you what that looks like. So I have micro USB, readily available, probably what you're using to connect to your phone or something of that nature. I simply connect it. And you'll see, it's gonna light up. We had a little boop, 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 showing us that the system's ready to go. You have a number of profiles here. That is, you can remap your gamepads and how they're laid out. It supports up to 4 gamepads at once. You can see I even have information such as the battery status, 40% battery at this point. But even better, we can actually see how well this is working. So back in the browser, I'm gonna get rid of this DS4 gamepad screen. And I'll show you there's something called the HTML5 Gamepad Tester. So this is a website that I also have linked to where you can plug in your controller. And again, this thinks that this is an Xbox 360 gamepad because of the software sitting on top of the drivers. So now you'll notice as I begin to move things such as my joystick, the axis will begin to highlight on the screen. Same thing with this one. The buttons as well, as I hit the various buttons, they will start to highlight. So now this thinks it's not only a 360 controller, but also a wireless controller. Obviously I have no wireless system available to me at the moment, but even better, if I want to plug in my Xbox gamepad, simply unplug this, everything goes away. Plug in the Xbox gamepad, and my microphone gets picked up as a gamepad or controller of sorts, but here we go. And same thing, my Xbox gamepad is picked up just as well. So two very simple ways to get started here. I did have some trouble when I first tried connecting my gamepad, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. Could not figure out what the issue was. I was diving into the device manager, and finally I realized this little tool that I can use to test this out. It was called, I can hit the Windows key, joy.cpl. And it'll bring this up. So, joy.cpl is a little tool that you can use to see or debug your controllers. I can hit properties right here. This screen will pop up. And now, very similar to what we had in the browser, I can test and debug my gamepad. So if you didn't have access to the internet for whatever reason, maybe you're testing something locally, you're on a flight, you can test your gamepad out right there. And this will work exactly the same for the PS4. I tried this just before. Finally, to wrap things up, it wouldn't be anything if I didn't show you the API, at least, so we'll dive into that for a moment. I was going to create a whole new sample because Mozilla actually has excellent documentation here, which I'll go through. So this is an experimental technology. They want to be very clear on that, which means that, again, it's not available in every single browser. So to actually get to the gamepad, you're going to use navigator.getgamepads, and it's going to return the list of gamepads known to the page. These are essentially going to look very similar to an array. There's a bunch of event listeners you can have, so you can listen for events such as gamepad connected or disconnected, and you may want to tie into those and perhaps throw a pop-up or some kind of warning message to your player saying, hey, if this event, this disconnect event is fired, maybe we should let you know that we're no longer getting any data from your gamepad. I believe it can store up to 8 at any point. So that's something to be aware of. And also, you're going to want to know which gamepad you're actually using at this point. So you can use navigator.getgamepads right here. And they have E for events, not gamepad.index. Now that index will tell you which gamepad is currently being pressed. Arrays are obviously zero-based with JavaScript. So the first gamepad is actually going to show up as item 0, which they have highlighted somewhere down here. They have another function to highlight whole gamepads, and they have a for each loop where essentially you're going to go through all the gamepads that are connected and you could display some kind of information on them. So again, there's no reason for me to create samples on my own because there are plenty of great ones that you can get on your own. But I just wanted to highlight that the gamepad API is available to you. You can use a number of controllers and you're ready to go. If you have any other questions or tips or tricks you think I may have missed, please feel free to reach out to me. Again, my name is David Voiles. Thank you.